You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. During the congressional fights over repealing Obamacare, there was another healthcare casualty, the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP for short. It expired at the end of September. CHIP helps insure almost 9 million children.
I'm like, whoa, my kids are going to lose health insurance, and I don't think anybody around here knows about this.
Rebecca Miller is from Big Fork, Montana. Her two children are covered under the Healthy Montana Kids Program. It's Montana's version of CHIP, and it's been crucial for her family.
My husband is the pastor of a small congregation. I work part-time as an editor, and so I don't make a heap of a lot of money either, but we make too much for, you know, poverty assistance, but we make too little to pay for our health bills adequately.
When he was a toddler, Miller's son was diagnosed with C. diff, which is a potentially life-threatening infection. Miller was able to afford his emergency care because of CHIP. When the program's funding expired, she was shocked.
It's hard to even put yourself in that space of what are we going to do, all of these families.
It has had an enormous impact, according to all research that's been done on insurance coverage for children.
That's Sarah Rosenbaum. She's a health policy professor at George Washington University, and she says CHIP is generally thought of as a success.
It has dropped the number of the proportion of uninsured children in the United States from almost 14% to fewer than 1 in 20. Something under 5% of children have no insurance.
We asked Rosenbaum to walk us through what could happen now that funding has expired. It means states, she says, don't get their federal CHIP money. In most states, CHIP funding is used to expand Medicaid, and it gets thrown into the pot with the state Medicaid money.
For those children who are in the Medicaid expansion CHIP, they continue to get their coverage, but the states start losing a lot of money. And states haven't budgeted for these kinds of losses.
So that could mean they lose money in their Medicaid programs. If you have a kid on CHIP in one of these states, though, you probably won't notice a difference right now. Some states, though, don't use CHIP to expand Medicaid. Instead, CHIP is a standalone program. And we asked Rosenbaum what happens to those kids.
In those states, and there are many of them, that cover some CHIP children through a separate program, when the money runs out, there's no Medicaid safety net. You know, there's nothing to pick up the funding. And in a Medicaid situation, the normal Medicaid funding kicks in. You just don't get as much of it. In a separate CHIP situation like Utah or Alabama or other states that have separate programs, there's no money. And so that's why, for example, Utah has already formally notified the federal government that it can't continue to enroll children. It has a separate program, and for those children, there's no more CHIP if the money goes away.
When would that happen?
Well, the Medicaid Commission, which advises Congress, let Congress know over the summer that the first states would start to feel the effects of this quarter, beginning October 1. But the big tranche of states losing funds and therefore potentially having to eliminate their programs entirely or start making other cuts to Medicaid to offset the loss of funding will happen in the winter and spring.
You know, one of the things I'm surprised by, and we should be clear, you worked in the Clinton administration, but CHIP has always had quite broad bipartisan support. How did we end up in a situation where the funding ran out?
Right now, we are at a point, I think, where everything, including a totally bipartisan issue such as insurance coverage for children, or there's a companion dilemma pending, which is continued funding for community health centers, also a very popular program, they're caught in this dilemma over how to pay for these really modest programs that everybody agrees do a great job and should exist.
What do you do right now if you have a kid who is insured through CHIP?
You should, I think, continue to rely on your insurance coverage. I have no doubt that in the end, Congress will come through. I think they realize that this is such a fundamental commitment to the nation. But if you are a parent in, say, Utah, obviously, there is some concern that Congress will not act quickly enough for your coverage to continue. And I think the time-honored thing for people to do when they are participating in a program that is supported by government and working well, as we've seen with Medicare, as we've seen with Marketplace coverage and Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act, I think, you know, it's time for parents to make their feelings known.
You know, a lot of states have balanced budget amendments that means, you know, if they don't get federal money for something, they have to cut elsewhere. Is that a factor here?
States depend on federal CHIP funds. There are states now in which the CHIP funding represents the entire cost of the program. And so if this money goes away, I mean, that's enough money in their fiscal year. Bear in mind that most states are, you know, already in fiscal 18. They have planned on this money. There's no making up millions and millions of dollars of lost funding, as Utah is showing. I mean, states will just start to shut the program down. The federal government can't force a state to keep a separate CHIP program going because it's, you know, it can't make the payments.
Sarah Rosenbaum, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.